Is that coffee?
That's it! I'm getting 100 cups of coffee, starting now.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Smells good.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Hopefully you got your cup of coffee this morning. Always enjoy the Coffee Index, a way to kind of see what's shaking in and around the marketplace. I stopped at the Starbucks on Ogden and North Jefferson, right at that East Town Plaza where the Pick and Save is. Place was totally busy this morning. There probably were 40 app orders on the counter when I walked in, but I did the 12 ounce Milano Sol. I'm liking that blend a lot. $2.65 plus the 22-cent tax, $2.87. Earned a couple star points, which is good for the gander. But saw a lot of people I knew too, and I love the buzz of a really busy coffee place in the morning. Producer Jaslyn, where'd you stop today?
Okay, so I kind of had trouble. I realized there's a bunch of coffee places downtown I wanted to go to, but there was a lot of construction, and I don't like using Google Maps as much as it helps me. I just kind of drive by this place and like, you know what, I'm just going to park at work. I'm going to go to Canary. It's nearby. I like the vibes. It's great. So I went there. Went for one of their lattes. They had like a seasonal thing, which, you know, given the season, it's pumpkin spice.
It is PSL season, yes.
And I think I paid more than I did at Starbucks, to be honest, for a 12. It was $7.27. But I paid an exact change because I've been paying in cash every time I go to coffee because it's nice. It's like a nice budgeting technique to pay for stuff with cash.
Okay.
The only time I didn't is when I went to Midway Bakery because the whole market was right, cashless.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it was nice to use my change because it's like, you don't have to.
That's right.
I don't know. It's again, it's a nice budgeting technique, and it makes you feel like you save money because you have all this leftover change. And the other thing I realized, Starbucks makes their stuff way too sweet because this one, the one that Canary gave me, was a nice flavor. It wasn't too sweet. It was pretty good. So
all right.
I recommend, if you don't mind, maybe a little extra on there, but it's good. I definitely recommend it.
Get downtown to Canary Coffee for the real PSL flavor. There you have it.